Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2011. Now, tonight we are talking about role models. Are you a good one? We have a special guest, Andy Hunt, who is an educator, will be hanging out with us tonight. We'll get right into it. I think we have, let's go ahead and introduce Mr. Hyman and say what's up to Ms. Toya. How y'all doing tonight?
What's cracking?
Hello. And I think we have a, let's see, let's get right into some music. How about that? Let's start off with that. How y'all doing this evening, though?
What's going on? Thanks for opening up the show.
Oh, no problem at all. The show must go on, right? So let's start off with something nice, with Chester Gregory, If You Only. And we'll get back into the, we'll bring our educator on after this.
We'll be right back.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have the pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Chester Gregory, excuse me, If Only. Thank you for joining us this evening, where we'll be talking about role models. Are you a good one? CeeLo, are you a good role model?
Now I am. I'm a better role model than I used to be. I am woman enough to admit that. I might not have been such a good role model a couple years ago, but I think I'm a better role model now in this space of time. Yeah. Hard work.
Well, for us to help out our young people and our youth and our young adults, we must provide positive role models to them. And I think, you know, one, we all are role models, whether we want to be or not, you know, good or bad, you know, we serve in this capacity. So I think it's an interesting topic tonight. And we talk about role models all the time, but the reality is, you know, I mean, are we conscious of the fact that, one, we are role models? Before we go any further, Domare, live from Chesapeake tonight, welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening, world. Bobby Nachos, everybody.
No doubt. Well, Bob, we got a special guest tonight, educator, teacher, Miss Andy Hunt. Our special guest tonight, Andy, thanks for rocking with us tonight. Welcome to the show.
No problem. I'm glad to be on.
No doubt. So, Andy, I don't want us to name the school that you teach at just to protect the innocent, right? But again, thanks for rocking with us tonight. I'm sure you see a whole lot. As an educator, do you work in a urban area, a rural area?
I do. It's an extremely high poverty area, so I do get to see a lot going on there.
From your perspective, do we have enough positive role models in our community?
I think they're out there. Some of them don't get as recognized as some, but as you said, everybody can be a role model. That's our parents, that's in the grocery stores. They're out there, but they just don't get recognized as they should.
And you know what? I think that's a good point, that there are a lot of people out there trying to make some positive things happen and just don't get the recognition. What grade do you teach, Andy?
I currently teach kindergarten. I'm at an elementary school, but I've taught several grades in the past, from middle school on down.
What's your favorite age group to teach for? What's the easiest group to teach for?
None of them are easy. But my favorite, I like the K through 2 age group. K through second grade is what I enjoy most.
Yeah, that's when they're still somewhat precious.
Yes.
It turns into a problem as we get older. Would you consider yourself a good role model? I know we think teachers are automatically good role models. I beg to differ. I know some teachers that I think in the wrong profession, actually. But do you consider yourself a good role model?
I would like to think of myself as a good role model, but I'm with you. I guess working in the profession, you definitely see some who should retire early or consider a different profession. But I would like to think that I'm a good role model.
917-889-3926, folks. That's the number. Join the conversation. Tonight we're talking about role models. Are you a good role model? Do you even care? The fact is, many of us are serving in this capacity, whether we like it or not. Are you a good role model? That's the question in tonight's topic. 917-889-3926. This is Black Street and Lil Kim. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live.
Go ahead. Go. Bitches in the party. body, the touch of my body. You're talking to me like I'm a kindergartner. Today she's on my, tomorrow she's on his. What you think of me playing out hell and bitch? You think I'm plugging it because she's a dime? It's nothing like that, she's just a friend of mine. Wanna throw a fit cause she is my kind. Tell the truth, baby, I ain't got the time. If you think I'm trying to scheme, do you honestly believe that I would bring you out for you to be with me? What type of cat would I really be? So why you grab your coat and hit the door and leave?
Tell me how I feel different and it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Yeah, she's just a friend of mine.
Let you know I took it seriously. I wanna tie the knot and raise a family. I want you to be there to the end of me. I'm not frivolous, I don't waste my dough. So why would I blow it over friendly hoes? Because they got my tatty, everybody knows. Cruising in the caddy, giving body blows. Need to listen to your heart, cause your eyes deceive. You only took a glance and made a mess of things. If I told you once, I told you 100 times. She ain't getting dick, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different and it's all in your body. I admit she's just a friend of mine.
Girl, it's all in your mind. She's just a friend of mine.
Ooh, yeah. I admit she's just a friend of mine.
Niggas wanna sex this. You call rap bumping your head, eating pussy for breakfast. I look so precious in the chromed out Lexus. None of these bitches can catch it cause I stay on some next shit. Now how you gonna come and complex it? Cause if we in the same house, I'ma have to come and address it. Bout shorty with the tatty, I ain't gonna sweat it. But don't think I'ma forget it, you gon' regret it. Bigger things we go through. I got your social, I will broke you. Invite friends over to smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Radio Live, and that was Blackstreet featuring Lil' Kim with Friend of Mine. And if you just joined us, we are just getting started on this role model conversation and whether, you know, will the people that called in this evening, if they're good role models, and also how to keep that going. Like, how do you become a good role model if you are not one already? Let's see. Tim, let me ask you this. Do you think that...
Tonight? It's a special guest, Andy. Is he going
to hold us tonight? Oh, yes. Thank you, Andy, for joining us as well. But I was going to ask you, Tim, like, do you see yourself as a role model, and at what point did you find it necessary to become one?
Absolutely. See myself as a role model, and... I don't think I recognized it until probably, you know, in my early 20s. But I think the need to become a role model was probably just thrusted upon me. I didn't see myself as someone, you know, that had to be a role model, I think. It just came up. It came up long as a responsibility. I think one as a older sibling, I think you're automatically a role model. You know, for those coming up under you, for the most part. You know, but to answer the question, yes, I see myself as one. And you know, I think it became one in my early 20s, and because it was just necessary, being I think an older brother, in my opinion.
Okay. And well, Andy, I'd like you to answer the same question, because becoming a teacher, I know that's a decision that takes a lot of thought. You know, I mean, you don't just wake up and say, I'm just going to be a teacher, because it does take a special person to become a teacher. But at what point did you become a teacher because you wanted to be a good role model and help, you know, formulate those children? Or like, what was your premise for becoming a teacher?
Well,
putting yourself in model status.
I know a lot of teachers start teaching because they had a teacher that left an impression. And I was kind of opposite of that, because no teacher really stuck out in my mind, per se. And I had some good ones and some bad ones, but I always knew that education could be fun for students. And I wanted to give students a chance to learn and have fun at the same time. And that was something my mom instilled in me. So that's really what kind of guided me in that direction. I started working with students when I was still in school. I was in high school when I first started teaching as a tutor. And it just grew, my passion for teaching grew from there. So that's kind of how I got started. But you're right, it wasn't like I woke up one day and said I wanted to teach. I actually didn't want to. My mom kept telling me to become a teacher because it was natural for me to do. And I ran away from it as long as possible, but the passion was there. So I ended up going in that field.
Okay, and I'm glad, and I know the children that you teach are happy about that as well.
On some days, it depends.
Oh, right, some days, right? Except for when you give those quiz the test, right?
Right. Or if they get caught doing something wrong.
329 right. In William, out in London. Let's go to the phones. Area code 954, last four digits, 9297. Tell us your name, where you call. Welcome to the show.
What's cracking like an Asian boy, Burf Mark? What's going on? What's going on? What's happening with the Tihama family? What's happening?
Good. What's up with you, man? Making
nothing
out of nothing. What's cracking?
Hey, man, I'm just over here just trying to hold it down, just, you know, checking out the show, vibing. You know, got eyes glued to the street, my ears glued to the TV, and also Tihama radio, straight up. But, that's what's happening. Hey, Shaq, what's up, C-Lo? I see you over there for real. Hey, I definitely want to, I hear the conversation you all are having. I definitely want to salute Andy, you know what I mean, for taking on the job that she's taking on, or dealing with the kids. I mean, regardless what age, you know what I mean, definitely nurturing the generation that's coming up or what have you, you know what I mean, because we definitely need values. I also want to salute, I don't know if you all have been hearing about a lot of the nonsense has been going on from over there from Mississippi, where those two white kids killed this black guy, what have you, just because they felt like getting up doing it. And, you know, now we had a big retaliation out there in Wisconsin where 500 black kids kind of, you know, did the same thing, what have you.
What?
Out of response.
I'm totally clueless to what you're talking about, brother. Tell us a little bit about the story in Mississippi.
Well, in Mississippi, you know, you actually had two white guys that was at a party. They were partying hard. This actually happened in June, at the end of June. And they're just, you know, they're still going through it. They're just still, you know, kind of going through it. The news is talking about it and stuff like that. But, what happened was two white kids was at this party where it was a little more than two or what have you. They were partying or what have you. They pretty much, with his document is saying, they said they wanted to go and fuck up some niggas. So they go out and out, catch this guy, rest in peace. I forgot his name. I think his last name is Brown. Caught him. He was 49 years old. And they beat him up pretty bad. while he was staggering and walking, they end up, one of the guys jumped in the truck or what have you, trying to follow his partners, and he purposely runs over the guy and kills him. And they got it all on video footage, from the beating to the actual running the guy over and killing him. So, you know, rest in peace. And today, up there in Wisconsin, a little earlier, it was, they call it a mob of 400 to 500 black kids end up coming on over there and pretty much doing some things to the white folks or what have you, out of retaliating. I mean, I know it's probably messed up. Probably not the, I know the topic is role model today, but, you know what I mean, probably not no role model shit to say, excuse my language, but, hey, I salute those kids for doing that, for the simple fact that somebody has to see that, you know, we're not going to be taking this nonsense. I mean, it's not going to just be pacified. I mean, you know, they're not going to just be sitting here shaking our head or marching and just saying, oh, okay, well, this just needs to change. Some kind of reaction needs to happen. And I hate that people got beat up, especially people that didn't have to go through, that didn't participate in that situation or what have you. But, I mean, damn it, something got to happen for people to realize, hey, we're not as pacified as you think we are. You know what I mean? No matter whatever they're trying to program our brains with this technology bullshit and all this other stuff or what have you, but that we're not as pacified as they think. And hopefully, you know, they'll start cracking down and kind of easing up on us. I mean, just today, I mean, like I said, not to make it a race issue, just today I'm riding with one of my business associates, and a white guy in a Hummer purposely tries to almost run us over twice off of the road, you know what I mean? And I don't know if it's from retaliation from what they're hearing on the news or what, but, like, you know, this bullshit needs to stop, and, you know, it's just a lot of stuff going on.
Wow, that's interesting, man. I didn't hear about any of that. Appreciate your feedback and your comments tonight. Tonight's topic, Inside Hump Day Wednesday, role models. Are you a good one? We clearly need some good role models. With our special guest, educator Andy Hunt. We'll be right back. Wow, very interesting. We'll be right back with Health and Wellness.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Mixtape
Trappers. Matt Payne on the beat. Birth Mar, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch you move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with the grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problems. Grinding like I'm starving. Shoot bricks like Shaq, rebound like Dennis Rodman. In the streets, they ask for a beat of the rock. I'm legit now, but I grind like a clock. When the sun comes up, I'm punching in the clock. When the sun goes down, I'm still on the clock. Took a little lint, then I made a few cents. Turned my few cents into some fucking Benjamins. His game in my kin, a chip off the whole block. Done it like Dolomite, shout out to my grandpa. Different accounts, oh yes, he's a businessman. Like to watch my money grow when shit hits the fan. I can flip the words in the crack like tradition. Hit the strip club, turn these bitches to some riches. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. A savage with words, rack rappers, his hors d'oeuvres. Sexy women with curves, I treat him like dessert. They saying I'm a jerk without dressing like a jerk. Real nigga, it be my title, my connection is my purse. Going head first, but then I'm cautious about my steps. Playing Pac-Man whenever enemy is felt. Let me loosen my belt, beef is treated like Angus. Shitting up on these tracks now, let me
between my anus. I ain't speaking Spanish, so you understand this. Homeboy, it's hard of time, so please bring your napkin. Standing like a captain, cut hand like a maverick.
Greedy with this rap game, no, I gotta have it.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Birthmark, something out of nothing, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Give it up for Dee Dee.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight for tonight's health and wellness segment, which is brought to you by Massages for Life. And since tonight is Hump Day Wednesday, I thought I would bring a very interesting topic to light just to give you some information on something that you may not know. Tonight's topic is what nuts we should be putting in our mouth and why. Please keep your mind out of the gutters. Please, no emails, no phone calls. First nut, coconut. I know you're like, okay, coconut is not a nut. I know it's not a nut. However, it does end with nut. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, coconut and coconut oil are like one of the best things. Coconut oil or coconut is like one of the best things you could possibly eat, put into your body or put on your body. It provides great hair care. It is beneficial for your heart. It aids in weight loss. It's good for improving your digestive system. It helps preventing kidney and gallbladder disease. It's believed to be useful in treating pancreatitis. It helps with stress relief. It's very soothing and therefore helps promote removing stress. It helps in controlling blood sugar and improves the secretion of insulin. So it helps effective utilization of your blood glucose, which thereby helps treating diabetes. It's also believed that coconut oil plays an instrumental role in reducing viral susceptibility of HIV and cancer patients. So it's something that's being used in the treatment of HIV and cancer patients. But I definitely use coconut oil. Not only do I use it for massage therapy, I also take 3 tablespoons every single day. It's definitely good in aiding in weight loss. Anybody out there trying to do their own weight loss program or something, incorporate some coconut oil, and I will guarantee you 100% you'll see some changes. Walnuts. Now, walnut isn't a nut. Ha, ha, ha. Walnuts and walnut oil, another nut out there that's definitely good for you, be it you putting in your body or on your body. It helps to provide omega-3 essential fatty acids, which are definitely good for increasing your good cholesterol and lowering any harmful cholesterol. Walnuts are also good for improving thinking, learning, and memory. Because it does produce the omega-3 fatty acids, it helps to boost your brain health. It also is a good source of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. You receive things such as selenium, magnesium, vitamin E, zinc, vitamin B1, B2, and B3. Excuse me. It's also good for healing properties. And there's an acid inside of walnut called, hopefully I can pronounce this correctly, linoleic acid. And this particular acid helps to protect against heart attacks, and it also burns excessive toxins and fatty materials inside of your body. So if you, if you want to incorporate some healthier options or nuts into your weight loss program or your snacking, incorporate some walnuts, maybe some, you can eat that, like coconut milk. It's good for, I'm going to say make coconuts, but coconut milk, walnuts, things of that sort help you lose weight. And I'm bringing to you another nut tonight, hazelnut. I didn't want to fill your mouth up with all these nuts tonight, so I only brought 3 to the table with me. So I'll end with hazelnut and hazelnut oil. Again, another nut that's good for your body in or outside of the body. It's best known for its source of vitamin E, which we all know is essential for healthy heart muscles and other muscles in your body. It's also good for helping with cancer. Hazelnut is also found to be rich in folic acid, which is definitely useful for growing babies and for adults. I know I take a folic acid every single day. Hazelnut is also good for your vitamin B, such as vitamin B1, B2, and B12. Of course, we know that our vitamin B gives us the energy that we need. Another important benefit of hazelnut is that it provides the body with protein. Of course, we know protein is the basic raw material used for muscle tissue production, and hazelnut is definitely good for it. So definitely, if you're in the gym trying to pump, get muscle tone or pump up, incorporate some hazelnut or some hazelnut oil into your diet, and you can help accomplish that goal, something natural other than a steroid, something of that effect. Thank you for joining me tonight for hearing about. Say again.
What does a hazelnut look like?
Hazelnut, it's a little nut. I really can't describe it. Hard shell, little nut.
Does it look like a hazelnut?
Well, some of them do. Yeah, I guess you can compare it to that.
Yeah, when you open it up, it's white.
Yeah. Because I always eat them in mixed nuts. I never get them with the shell on. I always get them already shelled. But yeah, if you want to compare with the shell on, yes.
Okay,
so
I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud. I'm sorry.
You said you was thinking out loud?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, not a problem. But if you want to put some of these nuts in your mouth, some hazelnuts, some walnuts, and coconut will do you good. Thank you for joining us tonight for the Nice Health and Wellness. I'll see you back next week for maybe some more nuts in your mouth.
You know what it is.
I just want to bring it. I just want to
feel real good, too.
Go ahead,
Down, cruising South Beach, so rock now. Never miss a 3 point, so no need for rebound. Alpine speakers bumping so heavy. I'm just trying to go forward, so no need for a chefy. People asking questions like, damn, who is he? Second guess yourself, just to make you too iffy. But I'm the real deal, big dough. And I'm ready, no SpongeBob. My white friends say I'm red. See me gliding through the sky, higher than a climax. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LD pick a track like that, I think they like it like that.
Joining us this hump day Wednesday. We're talking about role models, and do you actually think that you are a good one? We have a special guest online tonight, Andy. Again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, before we went into the music, we had Birthmark online, and he was speaking about a story that comes out of Mississippi about two teens. There's actually, I think, two carloads of teens, but two white teens that looked for and found a black man and killed him because he was black here in 2011. We all know that, like, racism and hatred of that sort is pretty much taught, something that's learned. It's not, you're not born a racist. So, you know, something that's taught in the home, something that people learn from the people that they're around. So, Andy, what do you think about that as far as being a role model and how we actually persuade children, you know, their upbringing, you know, these types of things can be prevented, especially in 2011. I mean, really, there shouldn't be anyone who has a mindset of racism. I mean, I know it still exists, but, you know, how do you feel about how a role model plays a part in a situation like that?
Well, I think it's just important to, especially the kids that come in, like they come in with a mindset, you know, of how they were raised and it being the only way, but I think it's important to teach them that, you know, that the world is bigger than the view of the box that they come from. You know, they come with a set of perspectives, but, you know, the world is way bigger than that, and it's not the only right way. So just getting them to think outside of what they're used to and teaching them that there are other alternatives to what they already believe is the first step, just letting them know. An example would be, you know, some of the students only know how to talk to each other harshly in the neighborhood that I teach in. Just giving them examples of other ways to talk to people. Saying please and thank you is an alternative. So just teaching them that there are other alternatives to what they may think is the only way.
Right, because you find where a lot of kids, they talk like their parents do, you know,
right.
And they converse, like they hear the adults talk to each other, and they think that that's what's right, and it's like, it does start at home, and it should be reinforced in school, I mean, but a lot of parents don't even teach their kids to speak when somebody, you know, comes in the house, or if they come in the house, rather, and it's, you know, visitors there, the kids just look at the people and just keep walking, you know.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Kids don't have manners, like, I know we were forced to speak to adults. When I was growing up, anyway.
Yeah.
You get a beating for being rude, you know. And it's just like kids are just allowed to respond like adults are, to be just as rude and, yeah. You know, that's not.
Andy, have you always had a role model? At what age did you actually acquire a role model?
Well, I've always had one, and my mom has been really strong impact in my life, and she's, you know, just been very consistent in that. As far as outside of my home, my mom, well, I guess I had two. My mom is a twin, so her sister was always around as well. So I had two motherly figures. But as far as other strong role models, I've been able to, you know, meet some other strong role models as far as teachers that are in the field that are positive. Through my church, I've met some very strong women and role models there as well. So they've been around. Does that answer your question?
No, absolutely. You absolutely answered the question. It's a function that is missing in our community. An active role model, positive active role models in our lives. They used to be our heroes, you know, but I think now our kids are looking for role models or finding their role models in all the wrong places. Tonight's topic is about being a role model and identifying if you are a good one, a good, bad, right, wrong. You know, we all serve in that capacity, whether we like it or not. 917-889-3926 is the number. Hey, jump on it. Toya, do you consider yourself a role model?
Yes, I'm a mother. I'm a parent, so I have no choice but to be a role model. My daughter's going to look to me first before she looks to someone else, especially in the age that she is. So, yeah, I am a role model.
Is there a difference between the type of role model that a male looks for versus the type of role model a female looks for? You know, should a male seek a male role model? Should a female seek a female role model? Andy, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it depends on what you're looking for as a role model. Like, if you're looking for a mentor-type relationship in a specific aspect, gender does play a part, but I think I've had some positive male role models in my life as well that have taught me and grown me too. So I don't think it always matters. And just the same, like some of my students, my male students, I think are impacted by me just the same as they would be. Like, it doesn't matter that I'm a woman in order for me to impact my students just because they're a guy. So I don't think that always matters. But I think that males do need strong male role models. They need them, but they're not limited to that.
Right.
Yeah, you know what, though, and I'm glad you brought that up, T, because the thing is, like, I know the role model that I latched onto coming up was my father, to the point where, I mean, I walked like him, talked like him, you know, it was just, but it was the way that he was. He was so confident and so, like, I mean, he seemed so determined and so strong, and it's like, I want to be like that. I noticed that when he would walk in a room, how everybody's attention would come to him, mm-hmm. you know, and I can't say that he was a great role model then, but that's what I latched on to, you know, and it's like we kind of grew up together. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're the first, you're the first born and your parents are young, it's like you kind of grow up together, you know? And so as I got older, though, I latched on to my English teachers. My English teachers were, like, the best thing since sliced bread, like, from third grade on.
Why?
Because they communicated. And I could relate to that because I was a communicator, you know? And they read, and I like to read. It was just like, I latched on to people who had the same interests but were confident in those interests and confident in the knowledge that they had. So it made me more confident, you know. So anytime I had a problem, I would go to my English teachers before I would go to my guidance counselor or to, you know, an administrator, you know, outside of the classroom. I would always go to my English teachers. You know, they were just, I could relate. And so, yeah.
Well, back, let's talk about identity. When I think of role models, I think of folks who help to shape identity. We'll talk about that more after this inside Hump Day Wednesday. Donnell Jones, Love Like This, TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hunt tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday. Identity. I think identity is very, very important, and a lot of people struggle with identity. How do role models help to shape our identity, or do they help to shape our identity at all? Ms. Hunt, what do you think?
I think they definitely do. I think a lot of I want to say everybody. I can't just limit it to kids. A lot of people struggle with identity. But by having positive role models to speak positive things into your lives and give examples, admit mistakes, and are honest through you, I think that definitely shapes people, especially our young students who are in school today.
Without your mother and your aunt who were influences in your life, where do you think how different do you think you'd be without those influences in your life?
I don't want to think about where I'd be without the positive influences. Yeah, I'd be
definitely
pretty messed up somewhere. What did you say?
Definitely a different person, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I could really see myself, like, just full of hate and just, you know, just probably manipulative, like without structure and guidance, it would be easy to fall into any other realm or walk of life.
Right.
I want to know something, Andy. This is CeeLo. I want to know this. For the parents who didn't have role models themselves, how do you suggest that they go about becoming a good role model? Like, if they didn't have a good role model themselves and they would like to be, you know, a role model for their children but don't know how to be, what would you suggest?
I have parents who come in all the time. I think the one thing is just making sure that you are, I think the most powerful thing, and you mentioned it earlier, is that communication. You know, you said your role models were your English teachers because they were strong communicators. But I think parents need to communicate with their children as well. And, you know, just know that it is a process. And part of it is making mistakes and being honest and open with them when you do make them. And but I think that's the most important part. I want to say that my mom, my aunt, and even my dad, like, I think the communication is what is most important, you know, being patient with it and knowing that it is a process is the second part.
Right. Yeah, you know what? It's funny that you even said that because I told my mother the other day, because we didn't have a really good relationship growing up, but I told my mother the other day it wasn't the fact that I loved my father more, it was the fact that my father communicated with me. He never... He never lied to me, and if he did, he was a good liar, you know. But he communicated with me, you know, and that communication between my mother and I wasn't there. So it was like my father would give me the good and the bad of everything, and my mother would try to, I guess, shield me from the things that were going on around.
Right.
But my father was very honest with, you know, the things that were going on. So it's like, again, being drawn to the communicator.
Right. And that was I grew up in the opposite household. So me and my mom had a strong communication where it was good, bad, she was gonna let me know. And my dad kind of closed off. And that's kind of healed since I've grown older. We've been able to talk about a whole lot more things. So I've seen growth from both of us just in that. So that would be what I would say to parents, and it's just never too late. I think the communication is key. And even if you come to a place where you just have no idea what's going on, communicating that and letting your children know, like, I don't know right now, but we'll figure this out together. That's a powerful step.
All right. So let me see. Birthmark, are you still on the line with us?
Hello?
Birthmark?
Hello?
Okay. Well, look, Toya, let me ask you this. How important?
Hey, I'm right here. Sorry about that.
Well, okay, I'll come back to you, Birthmark. How important are role models in your life? Like, do you as a grown man have a role model still?
I've been blessed to have my father in my life all my life, and you know what I mean, like he's been my role model and still is my role model. So shout out to my dad, and I mean, and it's very, you know, it definitely is a influential thing, what have you. I would suggest, you know what I mean, I would say definitely fathers, you know what I mean, period, for males and, of course, women, you know what I mean, females. But both really is needed, you know what I mean, because, I mean, that's the molding ground. So I fortunately have had both in my life, even though they weren't together, but they were there, you know. So, like, that molded me to be on a whole nother level, you know what I mean. I got my first job with my father, so he showed me how to be able to deal with things hand-on, like how to give a person, excuse my language, but a professional fuck you instead of just verbally saying it and then jeopardizing your job. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
he was able to show me that. And, I mean, you know, that stuff I tried my best to pass it on down to ones that's younger than me as well.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a role model, work model?
It's kind of the comment that you made about you know, you kind of being kind of forced in that situation by having siblings under you. I feel I have, and that's why I really work so hard to kind of correct the damages that I've done in the past, and try to prevent myself from doing. Or going completely foolish things or what have you in my present or what have you, because I mean I do realize, you know, especially now that my brothers and sisters gotten older and my nephews and my niece, they've gotten older and they kind of show me that hey, they are watching or what have you, and so I'm trying my best to correct myself to make sure I do the right thing. And hopefully be a halfway decent role model for others as well. I mean, but it's kind of been forced upon me, you know.
Hey, that's commendable, bro. Stay focused and stay positive. Inside of Hump Day Wednesday, my friends, you know, all of us serve in the capacity, good or bad, like it or not, of a role model. Are you a good one? That's the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jay Styles. Breathe Again, TM Hymen Radio Live.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say no more. I'm sure you think.
been so many nights drowning in those tears. You cried, baby, I'm right here. Let me be the one to revive you. Cause it happens out of pot with no air, and you can't survive in there.
Talking about this evening, this is kind of sad. Now, a Memphis school principal was found dead in a classroom, and Suzette York, she was 49, she was found lying in a pool of blood at a Memphis Junior Academy, according to the city fire department. Now, police have detained a 17-year-old student in connection with the death, but has not, which has been deemed a homicide, but no charges have been filed as of yet, as of this evening. Now, this is just an update from Sunday. I told you guys that Big Boy had been locked up and, you know, detained in Miami-Dade County Jail. He was released today, and his lawyer issued this statement stating that the drugs were found in the collective luggage of the group that Big Boy was traveling in. And just to give you an update on what I'm talking about, Big Boy was taken into custody on a drug possession charge by the U.S. Customs and Border Agents, and they allegedly found Viagra and ecstasy in his luggage. So his lawyer is pretty much saying that, you know, it was group luggage, that could have been anybody's drugs, but you know how that goes. They always go after the principal in the game. So, you know, if I get some more information on that, I'll let you guys know, but I'm going to leave that alone for now. Now, under Music Watch, Grand Hustle's Young Drill, his long-awaited follow-up album, Polo, which stands for Players Only Live Once, is to be released in September. Now, his last album was released back in 2006, so this album is long, you know, long anticipated. And also, T.I. should be coming home in September about the same time that the album's released, so...
I want to check that out because his first album was, you know, kind of all right. He's had that nice, you know, down south flow. So we'll see how Young Dro does with this album. Also on the Music Watch, Jay-Z and Kanye's Watch the Throne new video will be premiering tomorrow night at 8:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, simultaneously on BET, MTV 1 and 2, and Centric. So you check your local listings so you can check that out. Let's see. Also, Master P, he has a new 3D movie coming out called Get Money, and that's due out March 2012. And it will be starring Gucci Mane. Now, I don't like Gucci Mane as an artist, but I guess we'll see how he does in a movie. I'm not really sure about that one, guys. I still want to see the movie, but I'm not sure. The movie is called Get Money. So look for that in theaters March of 2012. Now, last but not least, in the Money Watch, Nicki Minaj is the first female to be named on the Forbes Cash Kings 2011 list, coming in at number 15 for earning $6.5 million in over 12 months. That's dope. Yes, I said $6.5 million in over 12 months. Now, Jay-Z came in at number one, earning $37 million. Sean Combs, you know, my baby daddy in my head, he came in at number two with $35 million, and Kanye at number three with $16 million. And, you know, next year we'll all be on that list. So that's all I have for y'all. Love you. Whatever you do, do it well. Entertainment and National News.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast at the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I probably hug in the corner under the street light. I probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night light, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
My life.
So, I mean, it was the same student. There was a time where I had a senior citizen who was in the classroom helping, and she fell down and hurt herself. And he got up in her face, started pointing and laughing at her, had no clue that it was inappropriate. He didn't even understand why what he was doing was wrong. And once again, it was because his role models at home had taught him, like, this is what you do.
Right. Wow. I know sometimes you want to just beat the parent, but you can't do that either.
Right.
You're like, right. You bring paddles back to school now, you know. The principal's office, with the, you know, the, you get to choose what paddle you get hit with.
It just goes to show that even as little kids, I think sometimes, because, again, we're talking right now, we're talking about kindergartners and first graders. We're really kindergartners in this instance.
Right.
It just goes to show the kids really are way more smarter than what we give them credit for. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we are establishing the one word that I think is a significant word in this dialogue tonight is boundaries.
Yes.
I don't think that we establish serious enough boundaries for children anymore. A lot of parents take the position, you know, I want to, you know, make sure my child has things I didn't have. I want them to live a life I didn't live. That does not mean that there shouldn't be discipline and there shouldn't be boundaries. Tonight's topic, role models. Are you a good one? In some instances, I don't think we even think about whether we are setting a good example or a bad example. But the reality is, guess what? Our kids are watching us. We'll be right back. It is 11:28. You're inside Hump Day.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Tell me what you want.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Drew Hill with a throwback. Tell me, and you are Wednesday. I know, right? Pump Wednesday, you are rocking with us for the next, what is that? We got 30 minutes left in the show. Yes. And we have Andy, an educator, with us, and you have been an awesome guest. Thank you, Andy. And, of course, you're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, Andy, before we move on, have you ever had, you know, a parent to come up and wanna kick your ass?
I haven't. You know, I've had some who've come up who have been confrontational, but a lot of the times they're just looking for information or, you know, because they're coming to school based on what children say, a lot of them are calmed very quickly when they find out what the real situation is. So,
isn't it amazing how grown people listen to little people and take their word as bond?
Yes, and I've had parents who, even after coming up to get the true story, will still believe the child. Like, it is amazing. It is amazing.
And the thing is, you want to believe your kid, but they just lie so much when they're in trouble. It's terrible. God, I'm the first one to say, I didn't do it.
Right.
Right.
And that's part of the conversation. Like, if you were in this situation and you knew you were going to get in trouble, what would you say? That's a lot of the times what I tell the parents, like, wouldn't you say that too if you were about to get in trouble? But, I mean, a lot of parents do want to sit there and act like, you know, you do want to believe your kids, but if you have another adult who's witnessed the situation, I thought it was common sense that you listen to the adult, but that's not always the case.
Right.
Right.
I know my mom always listened to teachers. I would always get in trouble. And the teachers were lying on me. They were.
It's all about perspective.
Right now, they saw me.
Andy, what can parents do to become better role models, in your opinion, or at least more conscious role models? What can parents do specifically to help to prepare those kids that have to sit in your classroom and other teachers like yourself, you know, and to help you do your job a little more effectively? What can parents do?
I think just doing their best to be involved. And I know today's society, there's so many different lifestyles out there as far as, you know, single parent homes and how many jobs people have, but communicating with teachers is a big thing. Just showing kids that you care about what they're doing is a powerful impact. You know, asking them what they did at school, holding them accountable for the things they're supposed to be doing, communicating with them on a regular basis. Like, those are all things that sound easy, but a lot of the times it's not happening anymore. So, you know, educating themselves as far as what is going on in their kids' classroom and, you know, just communicating with their students and making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And also, you know, just those basic things as far as this is what is acceptable in a classroom. This is not okay. And this is, you know, just communicating.
Yeah. And the thing is that a lot of parents don't understand how important communication is. I mean, a lot of parents want to shelter their kids and hope they catch on to the good stuff they do, and that's just really not the way to go about it, you know.
Yeah.
It makes it hard for the children because they don't know who to – they'll start listening to their friends before they listen to their parents, you know, if it gets too far, you know, if the
parent doesn't communicate with the child early.
Right.
So
I mean, and they're looking for they're looking for that communication from somebody. So if it's not going to be the parents, they're going to look for their friend that will tell them, you know, or guide them in some way, even if it's the wrong one.
Right. They just want some kind of guidance, whether it's right or wrong. They don't know. They go with whatever sounds good.
Right. And sometimes they do, but, I mean, if they get that affirmation, they're going to keep going.
Right.
In that direction. So you, I mean, as a parent, you do want to make sure that that communication is there.
No doubt.
Right.
Role models. Everybody's a role model in some way, shape, or form, good, bad, like it or not, my friends. So why don't you just work to be a good role model? That's our topic tonight. 917-889-3926. 20 minutes left in the show. Got music? Hey, we'll play it. Send it to us, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We will get it on the air. You are inside Hump Day Wednesday. Andy Hunt, we appreciate you for all that you do for our children in the city of Tampa, Florida. This is Coco Jones anticipating. We'll be right back. Team Hymen Radio Live.
To lose my mind. Boy, kiss my lips. They're calling you to come to me and do your thing. I love when you look down at me like that. Got me anticipating.
I love how you move.
I love how you move. I love how you look at me. I know just what to do.
Inside Hump Day Wednesday. We got 15 minutes left in the show. Thank you, everybody, for rocking with us. If you missed the show, you can always check out the podcast, which becomes available 20 minutes after you go off air. And tonight we've been talking about role models. Are you a good one? And we've also been touching on the fact of how important role models are in our children's lives and in their development. And, you know, if you need guidance on how to become a role model, or if you think you need a role model yourself, I mean, go to someone that you trust and revere. But while we're on that, we do have a caller on the line, so let's go to the phones. Got Coop out of D.C. What's up, Coop?
Hey, what's going on, T.M. Hyman family?
Nothing much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What do you have to say, sir? Are you a role model? Are you a good one?
I think I've been a good one before and a bad one. So,
okay.
So I mean, just being honest. But,
I mean,
and
well,
so,
expound on that, please.
I had a little nephew. I mean, well, I still have him. He's around me some. And he's older now. And I had a hard time being a role model for him because I was trying to be a good role model for him, but we bumped heads so much because he wanted to be a hard head, and I didn't really know how to deal with it because I was a hard head growing up. So we clashed, so I really couldn't be the role model he needed to be because we were too busy clashing. So I don't feel like I did as much as I should have.
Okay.
In that aspect. Well, but as far as my daughter, I think I'm a good role model. Huh?
No, that's what I was going to ask you next. Yeah, the good part. Your daughter.
Yeah, so I think that as far as her, I'm a good part because she's a good kid. So we don't have those issues, and you know I can just give her the eye, and she's good with the eye.
The eye, huh? The old infamous parent eye.
Yeah, the parent eye.
Did you have a positive role model when you were growing up?
I had I was like a lot of young black males, especially in the 80s. I had my mother. I didn't have the male role model in the house. I was the only child. I was, I was the only child at home, little boy. So I had my mother. My grandfather, he was there for me for a little while, but then he passed when I was probably about 8 years old. So out of that, it was just my mother. So, you know, as you get older and you get in those teen years, you go out and find those other role models on your own and stuff.
Right.
But my mother, she was a good role model for me. And so and she was strong. She wasn't one of those mothers that was just a baby or like, oh, I don't want my son playing football. She was you go play football. She was the type of mother where I come in last on the laps at the end of football practice. She come out there and tell me, okay, now give me two more because you want to go ahead and run slow.
So
and the next,
you.
Yeah. So the next, so the rest of the season, I made sure I would never last after that.
Right, because you didn't want to keep running those laps.
Hell no.
Well, we have a special guest on with us tonight, Andy Hunt, who is an educator in Florida. Did you have any questions for the educator, Mr. Cooper?
I was going to ask, I heard talking about the parents being there. Do you ever have any students where you just give up on getting on them because they don't have parents that are good role models? Like you were talking about how you have, you know, you see kids and you say, okay, I know they got that at home, but do you ever have kids where you just say, it's nothing left for me to do with this kid because the parent isn't going to support what I'm doing?
There are days where you feel like that, but in the long run, I feel like
especially at such a young age, I have a gift where I can actually give them a chance to teach them as they go into other classrooms. This is the correct way to do it. So even if, you know, I realize that at their homes they're not getting what they need, like giving up on them and is the wrong way to go about it. My job is to educate, and it's not always academics. Sometimes it's social skills. So I just look at it as an opportunity for me to teach them something else, honestly, which is not always easy, especially when you have the parents coming in proud of, you know, teaching them those things. But
I
try to just give them, you know, you do that at home, but at school the rules are different.
Reason I asked that question, because it was something you just mentioned earlier, and I remember growing up, and I would be, you know, doing the wrong thing, and the teacher would call and tell my mother. And then it was, and I would notice that, and I would say, why does she always tell my mother when I'm doing something wrong? She doesn't tell when such and such is doing something wrong. She's always calling his parents and everything, and I'm like, and then it hit me later on that it was like, okay, she knows that my mother is going to get on me. My mother's going to come to the meetings, but she knows that some of these other kids aren't. But it's good that you don't give up, because it's really not for the best, because those kids probably need it even more.
And that's the thing, too. Like, with every student, I'm not going to call home, especially if I know that it's not effective. You know, especially today, like you say you're going to call home. Some of the kids want you to, because that's the only time they'll get attention from their parents, is if they do something wrong. So I know it's not, you know, it's not always, for every student, calling home is not the way to do it. And your teacher probably called home because it was effective and your mom got on you, whereas sometimes I need to come up with a consequence that, you know, is in the classroom and it has nothing to do with home, because it's not going to take the same, it's not going to have the same effect on that student. So you have to consider the child and their family when you are trying to discipline and do whatever is going to work in that case.
Okay, all right. Well, we have 8 minutes left in the show. Andy, did you have any, like, last words that you wanted to share with the audience?
I just wanted to say thanks for having me. I truly enjoyed being on the show today.
Know that
regardless of your position, you do have a chance to impact others. So people are watching you and what you do. Be positive.
Exactly.
Andy, we appreciate you. You can come back anytime. Folks, I am in the city of Tampa working to kick off a campaign entitled Say Yes to Your Future. Say yes to your future with the basis of a multimedia training program, really as a catalyst to motivate, to prepare young people in the area of multimedia. We all need to embrace technology, embrace this new digital age. But in order to, you know, empower our kids, you got to create value first. You have to get their attention, and we got to train our kids. We got to educate our kids and give them something to look forward to. Say yes to your future campaign we're about to kick off. You will hear more about that as we talk about that in the days and in the weeks to come. Ms. Andy Hunt, thank you for your time. Again, you can come back here to talk about and to promote anything dealing with young people and education. We appreciate all you do for our kids. We'll be right back, everybody. Roscoe Dash along with Day 26. This joint right here is called Let It Go. We'll be right back. Team, I'm already alive.
Pockets fat like butter injections. Bitches playing frizzy with a water, bitches with a rubber band on
that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. The response to me with this bag of rent. You package that they lacking it. No wonder why the man is on that back with you. You got it, girl. Some reason when you and I together. Don't buy the girl. Go find the girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, sweat, sub, go. With the thought of thing around like right to the wind and I'm down.
Thanks again.
again for having me.
No.
Yes.
Last minute feedback, comments, shout outs. 1 minute left in the show, 1 minute and a half, actually. Check us back Friday night inside the Cypher. We'll be here at 10 o'clock.
Yes. Well, this is CeeLo. Whatever you do, do it well. Yes. And education is key. And so is having a role model and being one. So let's be solid in that.
No doubt. Yo, a lot of things going on. Yo, we got a lot going on. Hack Media got a lot going on right now. Working full-time with the studio here on the show. We got a lot going on. New television program called The Great Debate. More information on that. Center Stage Live. More information on that. Trying to take the radio show to the next level. We got training. Again, Say Yes to Your Future. It's a massive training, workforce preparation campaign. So be on the lookout, everybody. All right. Again, whatever you do, do it well. Thanks for rocking with us. Join us back on Friday, 10 p.m. Be safe.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM DM Hyman Live. DM DM Hyman Live. DM DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, Talk Radio.